Dalad Shavat, Sunday the 20th of January, Rabbi Ilan Halberstadt. Ilan Barmer Avorechachol. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by family Joseph Perlman on the occasion of his granddaughter's chasna.
Okay, he's been here before. This is not the first time I've spoken on Tu B'Shvat. So we have to work out that those that have listened to previous year will come up with something new as well. And so we're going to start from a slightly different angle than we've previously spoken about. But we're also going to get to Yesodus of what is Tu B'Shvat all about. There are so many connections in the Torah and in Chazal between trees and Torah. So many that there's 50 shurim you could give on it. So let me just select a number of them to start with, a number of ideas to start with, and then we'll actually give one yesoid. So they're obviously all connected. And that is, let's start from the comparison that we know between Torah and trees. In fact, I'll read you the Egle Tal. Egle Tal writes, B'chol shono, every year achat Tu B'Shvat, every year after Tu B'Shvat, margish shinu l'toiva b'chidushei Torah shaloi. He says, I feel a difference in my chidushei Torah. Every year after Tu B'Shvat, there's a difference. The ikar Rosh Hashanah le'inon koyal chidushei Torah. The ikar Rosh Hashanah for the new year for the trees, for us, we're not the trees, it's on the chidushei Torah. V'zeh. On this day, that's tomorrow, Tu B'Shvat, tonight, one is able to be zoichat his chadshus in Torah. Something new, a new frischkeit, a new beginning in Torah. Shari Nehma, because it says, Hyo Adam Eitz HaSadeh, man is the tree of the field. V'chein HaTorah Nikris Eitz HaChaim. The Torah is called Eitz HaChaim. The Torah, the Jewish people, it's all connected. It's on this day when the sap is absorbed and taken up by the tree. The water enters. So it is with man. He can absorb and take in the water of the Eitz HaChaim. Ve'ein mayim el Torah. So, Chidushei Torah is what we can access on Tu B'Shvat. So we come to explain this Egle Tal and some other ideas. So that's, we'll keep that in the back of our mind. We'll get back to that shortly. And the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis tells us, goes through a whole famous Kapitel Tehillim. What do you mean famous Kapitel Tehillim? I say famous because the first one. Anybody that starts to heal him, the stoma has already read the first one, right? So there we're told that Vahaya Ka'etz Shosol Al Palgeimayim. And this whole Tehillim, the Gemara says, compares man to a tree by a flow of a river. A river of water. Vahaya Ka'etz Shosol Al Palgeimayim. He's an Eitz Shatul. He is planted, but actually, the Gemara says, interestingly, shosel means not literally totally firmly planted, can be moved around. The Gemara learns, you should learn from different Rabbonim. Interesting. You should learn from different Rabbonim. It's a maila to learn from different people, even though Rav Echod, you should have a Rabbi Muvak, that may be in terms of psak, but one can gain different things from learning from different people. Just last night, I was speaking to somebody who was learning by one particular Rosh Yeshiva for many years. He's now moved to another yeshiva. I said, you know, it's a very good thing to do that. It's wonderful to learn by one Rosh Yeshiva for many years. You can absorb, you can really understand his Torah, but then you gain a different angle, Shivim Ponim La Torah, and one can gain from many, many different people. And that's what the Gemara says. Okay, Shosel. Then our Palgei Mayim. You're going to go by these Palgei Mayim. What's a Palgei Mayim? Interesting expression, Palgei Mayim. Says the Gemara, Palgei means Peleg. You should divide up your day when you learn. Your Mayim, your Torah should be divided up. Says here the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and also the Gemara in Kiddushin that you should split your day into a third B'Mikra, Chumash, Nach, a third in Mishnah, and a third in what's called Talmud. Talmud is Gemara to be able to understand, to be able to answer up questions between one Mishnah and another to get into the depths of Torah. A third, a third, a third. You might say to me, why don't we do that? Or why don't you see a third, a third, a third? Well, even, number one, a third is not necessarily bidiyuk a third. Shlish means to divide up. And even though it means 3, 3, 3, it doesn't necessarily mean exactly a third, a third, a third. It just means three parts to your day. And then there's the famous Rabbeinu Tam that says, okay, but nowadays when we learn Gemara, and Gemara is a mixture of, sometimes you have a Gadata, which has got Psukim in, and sometimes we're learning Mishnayos, and sometimes we're answering up between Mishnayos. So Rabbeinu Tam says, why is it called Bavli? It's Bolo, it's mixed up between all of different types of learning. You can tick the box of all your learning with Gemara. But Lamaisa, it's a Maila to learn Tanakh, Mishnah, Gemara. Okay, that's what the Gemara says, Pargimayim. Asher Piriya Yitayim Be'itay, says the Pasuk. The fruit, Asher Piriya Yitayim Be'itay, you'll give in its right time. What's Be'itay? Everybody knows. Kaveya Itim, the Torah. A person has to fix time for learning Torah. Let me tell you a beautiful, beautiful Rav Moshe Shapiro that he once said. Typical, brilliant, simple, classic. Where does this idea come from? You have to be Kaveya Itim, the Torah. Just say, go learn Torah. Kaveh itim. Everybody knows you've got to have a time where the Chofetz Chaim used to say, you're dead to the world, right? That nothing else can disturb you. A time that, whatever happens, it will not be budged. Boom, you can't move. It's as if you're not there. Where does it come from? What's this Kaveh itim? Learn Torah, whenever you can. Whenever you can, you should learn. Where does this idea of a fixed time? It says with Moshe, it's based on a Maharal. The Maharal says, when the Torah was given, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu first offered us the Torah. Na'aseh v'nishma. Wonderful, we said Na'aseh v'nishma. Good. After that, he forced us into the Torah. Forced us into it. Everybody asks. We just said yes. Why are you forcing us into it? Kafalim ha'kegigis. If you accept the Torah, good. Otherwise, shamtei karaschem. You're going to be buried there. Why did you force someone in if we just said yes? Different answers given. The Maharal is a classic. The Maharal says that because you shouldn't walk around thinking, you know why there's Torah in the world? Because we said yes. We said yes. If we would have said no, there would have been a world without Torah. We said yes. No, so there's a world with Torah. You should know. You said yes. Well done for saying yes. But there cannot be a world without Torah. It's not that you opt in or you opt out. There's only a world with Torah. There's no other alternative. So after you've agreed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forces us into it to show us it is an absolute necessity, not an option. It's what he calls Mukhrach HaMatzius. 100% reality, and it wasn't an option, just he gave you the ability to choose. It's a bit like all of Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you have to be boich, you have to be boich ha-tayv. You have to be, what does that mean? You have to choose to do the right thing. It's not really an option, right? It's Shabbos is a reality. You have to keep Shabbos. Just, you could not do it, or you could do it, then you get the choice of being Baikha, but you have to keep Shabbos. So the Torah, without a world without Torah just doesn't exist. So what did Hashem do? He forced us into the Torah, put the mountain over our head. Now that you've said yes, well done, but I'm going to force you into it so you understand it wasn't really an option in terms of the world. There has to be a world with Torah. That's called Mukhrach HaMatzius. Says with Moshe, based on this Maharal. Beautiful. If you learn Torah, whenever you feel like it. No, I learn. I'll pick up a sefer when I feel like it. I'll learn a little bit when I do it. So you know what you're doing? You're basically saying, Torah is like, you know, up to me. It's a bit of an option. When yes, when not, when I feel like it, when I'm in the mood. When it fits, when it suits. You have to have a time in your day where it is kavua. Meaning, it is 100%. It's not up to you. It is 100%. You have to have a time in your day which is like that matan Torah. Mukhrach HaMatzius, where you admit and you say the Torah is an absolute reality. Not that I define when I would like to learn, but it will define my day. And even though there's other things and telling me other, no, I have a time that is like that time, i.e. Mukhrach HaMatzius. It must be. You can't move it. That's what it means by kvius itim la Torah. And I remember afterwards when he said about this, we were on a trip in Europe, we were in Prague, and when he gave this, and everyone was asking him, so how long does it need to be? They're like, you know, what is it? So he didn't like questions like that, but he was in a good mood because, you know, we wanted to be able to be amenable to those people. So, he, you know, normally he would have just said, you know, don't ask me those questions. But he said, you know, like 20 minutes. 25, 30, you didn't know, you know, whatever. But you have to have a time in your day which is Mukhrach HaMatzius, like the Maharal. Beautiful, beautiful pshat. So that's Asher Piriya Yitay Be'itay, Kriyas Itim LaTorah. And then it says, Va'aleu LaYibol, that the leaves don't wither. Tehillim, we're talking about what the Gemara says. So what do we learn from there? Afilu Sichas Chulin Shel Talmid Chachomim need limud. Because the leaves are not the actual fruit themselves. And nonetheless, the pasuk is saying, wow, the leaves don't wither. So Rashi says, and listen to this Rashi, when I learned this Rashi, it changed my pshat. I always understood, if I ask anybody here, I haven't got time to do this, but Sichas Chinuch of Talmid Chacham, Sichas Chizuk, means it's good to listen to, you know, even if Talmid Chacham is having lunch or supper, listen in, you'll get some good Divrei Torah, right? Listen in, Sichas Chulin. But that's not Sichas Chulin, listen to Rashi. Shal Chachamim Tzichim Talmud, Kidei Lislamid, V'daber B'lashoynom, Shu B'lashon Nekiyah, V'oishu Umarpeh. You should listen to the way they speak, because they speak in a clean, rich, healing fashion. A clean, rich, healing fashion. Now, why didn't Rashi say, listen in to the Talmud Chacham schmoozing, because you'll pick up good stories in Divrei Torah? It's obvious why not. Because that's not called Sichas Chulin. That's Divrei Torah. So obviously, if he's saying Divrei Torah, you should be listening. What the Gemara is saying is, even Sichas Chulin, that means when he says, can I please have a bag of sugar? He goes to the, you know, can I, I'd like to buy, when he goes to the shop, he's literally Sichas Chulin, not Divrei Torah, Sichas Chulin. You have to learn from the Talmud Chacham. Why? Rashi? Because you're not learning from the content, because that would be Torah. But rather, you learn, listen to the way this person speaks. Loshen Nekiyos, clean. Clean Loshen, Oishter, rich, means there's, it's got chizuk in it perhaps. Well, marpeh really means, he knows how to say words that heal people, gives people chizuk. That's worth learning from. Even Sichas Chulin, Shal Talmud Chacham. It's a little chiddush. Again, it's posh up sharp, but again, you often miss that. I used to think it means, you know, schmoozing over Talmud Chacham because you'll pick up Divrei Torah, but that's Divrei Torah. No, it means listen even to the way he speaks to the person on the other side of the counter, and you'll learn how one is supposed to speak to others. Okay, then the Gemara says, B'chol asher yaseh etzliach, everything you do will be matzliach. That means, derochav matzlichin, your pathways will, you'll have atzlocha when you fix the time for learning. That's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. So that's one reference to Torah and trees, but obviously it goes much deeper because every time we make a bracha after the Torah, first we make our Asher Bachabanu, and afterwards we say, Shana Salman and Torah's MS, Vachaye Oilam, Nota Besechem. Everlasting life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is planted inside of us. What an interesting expression to say. Chaye Oilam, Nota Besechem. He's planted everlasting life in us. What's this? Planting. So we know this is not the only reference to planting in Torah. The pasuk in Yeshaya, the Gemara Kedushim, talks about this. Pasuk in Yeshaya, Paragimel, pasuk Yud. Imu tzadik ki toy ki pri ma'alaleim yochelu. Speak about the tzadik, because he is good. Ki pri ma'alaleim, the fruit of his labor, yochelu, he will eat. And we know this is an expression of talking about mitzvahs. Whenever we do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim and the Torah, all of it we speak about fruits, the fruits of our labor. You work in this world, you get the fruit in the next world. So therefore, when we speak about Adam Eitz HaSodeh, the mashal is not stama mashal. It's something that we use all the time. But let me try and explain, and we'll explain this Egle Tal that we mentioned before, by going back to the parasha that we just read. Tu Bishvat always falls around B'Shalach and Yisrael. Right? This is always the parashas that we're reading. Yisrael is obviously connected to the Torah, that's easy. But even B'Shalach is very much a connection to Torah. And something which is very fundamental. You see, when we come out of Kriyas Yam Suf, we see unbelievable revelations, and we're left with a major problem after Kriyas Yam Suf. And that is, those that heard me yesterday, I mentioned some of this, but nonetheless, it's worth repeating. And after the Yam Suf, the issue is, after seeing such great Nisim, Klal Yisrael were desperate to see that again. You know, once you've seen MS hit you between the eyes, you're not interested in anything else. You just want that. Then the Shomer wants to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it is. So, it says that after the Yam Suf, we start complaining. Okay. We go 3 days without water. 3 days without water. Aye. And we say, what are we going to drink? So what's the response? And the water's all bitter. Mara, it's all bitter. We can't drink this water. And we cry out to Hashem, and Hashem says, Vayirei Hashem eats. He shows him an eats. Vayashach el-mayim, he throws it into the water. Vimtzku el-mayim, and it becomes sweet. Shom som lo choyku mishpat v'shom yisol. There he taught them choyku mishpat, laws, Torah. And Rashi says, what does it mean he taught them Torah? Yes, we got the laws of Shabbos, Parah Adumah, Dinim, some say Kibbutz of Aim as well. Moshe Rabbeinu taught them Torah. I don't understand. They were thirsty for water. What's he teaching them Torah? So everybody knows. Chazal bring down. Hey, mayim ala Torah. What do you think they're really thirsty for? They were thirsty for spirituality. Now you might say, wait a second, why not beforehand? It's the first time they've gone 3 days? Yes, because we've just come out of Mitzrayim. We've experienced Kriyas Yamsuf. Now we know what the spiritual ruchnius aspect of Gilui Kvod Shemayim is. We're desperate for that again. So what we're really desperate for is real water. It could be that we were also thirsty, and the Pasuk says we're thirsty, but that's not the real thirst. What the Pasuk's telling you, and Chazal say, from here we learn, the Gemara Baba Kama learns. Dorishay Yishumais. You love that expression, it comes up a number of times in Chazal, but Dorishay, I'm quoting from the Gemara Baba Kama, pay base on Adalaf. Dorishay Yishumais Omru, Ein Maim Ela Torah, Shenema Haikol Tamil Chulamayim. If you're thirsty, go to water. That means Torah. Kivin Shalchus Shalosh Yom Belay Torah, when we went 3 days without Torah, nearly we were then worn out. Omdu Navim Shebeneim. Another fascinating line. Omdu Navim Shebeneim. The Navim amongst them. Moshe Rabbeinu is clearly there. The Tiknu Lehem, Shukarim B'Shabbos, Mavsikim B'Echa B'Shabbos. So we lane, this is where we get the source of, we lane on Shabbos, we stop then Echa B'Shabbos, Kohen B'Sheli. Monday, basically Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos. Kadesh Lo Yalinu Shloshi Yomim B'Lo Torah. And here we learn from it. Shloshi Yomim. And that's the pshat of the pasuk. Whenever you read these parashas, of course you hear water, but you have to hear much more. What about the Dor HaDeah? This is 5 minutes ago. They were at Kriyas Yom Suf. Clearly, they're not going to be so bothered by the water. But they're really bothered by, says Chazal, is the fact that they didn't have Torah. And that's, by the way, where it says Vayorei Hashem Eitz. Hashem showed them an Eitz, but it doesn't say it with an Aleph. Say the Mefarshim, Rishonim bring down Rashbam and others. Have a look in the pasuk. Vayorei is Lashon Torah. Yoreyu Hashem eight. He taught them about the eights. What eights? What's the real eights? Eitz Chaim in Machazikim Ba. And that's what it says. Shom Som Lo Yechokim Mishpah V'Shom Yisoy. He taught them Torah. That's the eights that they really desired. Says the Kli Yakar. And listen to the message that we learn at this place. The place is called Moro. A bit strange. Wouldn't you call it? How come? What happens in this place? The water that seems to be water is Mar, but it turns sweet. That's what happens, right? But yim tukru amayim. What is Torah all about? The harev na Hashem alakenu. Make the Torah sweet. Says the Kli Yakar. You know what we were learning? The first lesson we were learning in Torah is there's going to have to be an effort here. Kriyas Yam Suf was for free. Okay, we jumped into Nachshon Ben Aminod, a little bit of effort, it's true. But Kriyas Yam Suf, Yetzias Mitzrayim, unbelievable giluyim. That was nothing to do with what we did, or certainly not commensurate to what we did. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, I'm pulling back somewhat. You're going to be, what do you do post Kriyas Yom Suf? Massive letdown, void, I want this again. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, yeah, but this is you can get it yourself, but not with Nisim. You don't need Nisim. You need Torah. Torah is not nice. You learn Torah. You're learning about Shabbos, Paraduma, Dinib, but that's how you're going to re-access the spirituality. We live in a world where all we want is the external. The external, and somehow to be inspired. But we forget that if we're always constantly relying on external stimuli, then we're not going to have it. We need to have it internally. And that's the secret we're being taught it. Learn Torah. Vayim tukua mayim, says the Kli Yakar, exactly like this, as it says elsewhere. Kli Yakar says, I'll read you his language. The Torah begins as mora. It's bitter, it's hard. You don't understand what's going on here. This is geschmack? What do you mean? Because Toshia weakens a person. Shemateh shes koicha shel Adam. Lo manim shela, and brings the Dvarim Rabba. Lo manim shela Torah lezayis. Why is the Torah compared to an olive? Ma zayis zed chilosoi mar. An olive begins bitter. Yet the soifoi matuk. The soifoi mosuk. It is sweet. Af divrei Torah kein. Divrei Torah as well. At the beginning it's difficult. It's bland. It's hard. It's hard work. You're breaking your head on trying to understand something. But in the end you squeeze out Masikos HaTorah. That was the first message. We came to Mora, but the Mora turned into Vayimtiku Amayim. And that's a big chiddush that a person has to realize. You want to gain inspiration, you've got to work hard. If you work hard, you'll access that which is the sweetness of Torah. So that is what we find, by the way, in all our travels in the Midbar here, certainly immediately in Parshas B'Shalach, it's all Torah related. All Torah related. Right? So we haven't even received the Torah yet, and we already were taught these halachas because our neshama just needed it. And therefore, the next parasha of the Mon also, the Mon was a test in Torah and Mitzvahs. Hayelach b'seirasi imlay. The Mon min hashamayim lo nitna Torah el oichle hamon. And again, later on in the parasha, we complained about Mayim. And there we complained about Mayim. And Kodesh Baruch Hu was upset with us. Shem HaMokam Ahu Masu Umariva Al Riv B'nei Yisrael and our sisters as Hashem. We tested Hashem, Leimar, Hayesh Hashem B'kirbeinu Imayim. Is Kodesh Baruch Hu with us or not? And then, Vayova Amalek, Amalek came. And attacked us, Berefidim. So what does it mean? Chazal tells, what's Refidim? Rofu Yadeyem. Midivrei Torah. We were weak from learning, or we were not weak from not from learning Torah, but we didn't apply ourselves to learning Torah. So what is this expression to have rough, your hands are weak from learning Torah? How do you learn Torah with your hands? I understand that people, you know, it's often, sorry, with your hands, fine, that I understand. But Chazal are speaking not on that level, right? We're not talking about that. Rofu Yadeyem Midivrei Torah, the hands were weak from learning Torah. What does that mean? And this is associated again with Mayim. They complained for water, and this place is called Masa Meriva because we complained and we said, "Ayesh Hashem Kibbeinu Mayim." Is Hashem with us or not? It does not mean they doubted the Kodesh Baruch Hu's existence. It's impossible to say that. 5 minutes ago, they were at Kriyas Yamsuf, Yetias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf. They said, "Vayaminu Hashem of Moshe Abdo." The Torah says, "Zekel Yivan Veyu." There's no question about that. The question that they asked was, Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu im ayin? Is Hashem inside of us? Now, what does that mean? The pshat is, Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu is an amazing miradiki yasaid. Unbelievable. If you speak about Kodesh Baruch Hu splitting the Yamsuf, Yitzias Mitzrayim, we've got that. We've understood. We recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what we're asking for again. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, no. After Kriyas Yamsuf, you can sit down and learn Parah, Shabbos, Dinim, amongst you. Moshe Rabbeinu will teach you Torah, you'll learn together, and that's how you'll get access to that same thing as Kriyas Yamsuf. Wow. That, they doubted. Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu, inside of us. That means, I don't need to look outside. I don't need to wait for a nace. I can actually, it can come from within. Bekirbeinu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the ability to produce Torah. And this is how it all links into Tu B'Shvat. And this we've said before, but it's kedai to repeat again. Rav Moshe used to always explain, Rav Moshe Perez Zatzal would say it beautifully, in what way is a person compared to a tree? The Torah, it says in Hazinu, Ya'arov kamata li'chi tezal katani mosi, that my Torah comes from the heaven, is described like rain. Rain, Gemara in Tainis, that says that when the day of rain comes along, it's like kiyom shenitna by Torah, because that's what the pasuk says. The Torah rains down from Shemayim. Ya'arov kamata likli. My Torah comes down from Shemayim like rain, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Torah shebichsav. That's Torah min Hashemayim. We are part of the process of Torah. We are supposed to learn the Torah shebichsav with the rules of Torah shebal peh, to be able to absorb that water, that rain that comes from Shemayim. We absorb it in our roots, and we produce peiros. You know what that means? That means we produce Torah itself. Like the Eglei Tal was saying, Chidushei Torah. Now, Chidushei Torah can mean something mechudosh, something completely new, or it can mean our understanding of the simple pshat. It doesn't have to be wild Chidushim. Anything that you understand, you have never come before in this world. Your understanding, that's called Chidushei Torah as well. But we absorb it, and we can produce Torah. The Chiddush is that every tree is different. And even the very same thing, yes, I understood Rashi, and you understood Rashi, and it's the same Rashi. But there's a different Kiddush Hashem that comes out of each person. It's your Chiddushei Torah, as the Pasuk says. Uvesei Rosoi Yehaga Yomam V'Layla. It starts off as Torah Hashem, and it ends up Uvesei Rosoi Yehaga Yomam V'Layla. Anything you learn, you don't have to come up with wild Chiddushim. The fact that you learned it, there's never been a you in the world. You, with your history, your background, and your place in time and history, you learned Torah, that's your Peros. Doesn't have to be a new pshat. Just learning. Learning. That's your Peros. That's the tree. The tree takes the Torah shebichsav, absorbs it, and produces fruit. If you want to speak about real Chiddushei Torah on the level of, we're talking about like a Pesach, like you're talking about the Igros Moshe, Moshe Feinstein. So he writes in the Zakdoma there that the power of the ability to paskin, that's already something which is real power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to us, which is that you're able to absorb Torah to such an extent, and in order to do this, that a person has to be really holding on a very, very great level, to be able to understand all of Torah, and to be able to apply it to every single situation, every single generation, That was the gadlus of the Igros Moshe. He was asked on every single area, in any way in Torah. And he applied the same Torah to whatever the application of the modern world was. There's a Torah in it. That's because he'd absorbed all the principles of Torah, the water of Torah. He'd absorbed it into his roots, and now he's producing peiros. That's the great chiddush, which means that we're alive with Torah. People don't understand this. Why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu not just give us all of Torah? Torah Shabbat Peh. Well, why is it so difficult? Because when you're involved, you're alive. You're part of the process. Anybody that sits down and learns Torah is part of it. And this is what we're learning. They said, Hayesh Hashem b'kubeinu. What we have the ability b'kubeinu to access Torah? To access the same inspiration of Kriyas Yamsuf? Because Baruch Hu puts into the Torah that we can have a part, we can be part of that, and we don't have to rely on external things because we can actually access it ourselves. They said, Hayesh Hashem b'kubeinu. Ah, Vayov Amalek. If you doubt that, Amalek will come. Because Amalek, that's exactly what Amalek is against. Amalek says, you know, you can say Kriyas Baruch Hu exists, he's in Shemayim. Good. Leave him up there. Don't tell me he's down here. And don't tell me more that you've got the ability to access the Kodesh Baruch Hu and bring him into this world and you can learn Torah and access Hashem. Whoa. No, no, no. Amalek says no. Therefore, Amalek attacks three times when we come out of Mitzrayim. Because there, that's the formation of Torah coming into the world. Right? And that we're declaring that Malchus Shemayim is very much real and alive in this world. They want to cut that off. Ah, they attack once. When we go into Eretz Yisrael, under Shaul, you want to start Malchus? You want to have a king? Agag, and the whole story of Amalek, second time. And with Purim, when the lights go out, and there's no longer Nevuah, now you've got the chutzpah of carrying on and saying, oh, even though the lights have gone out, Torah continues? Torah Shavar Peh continues, even when you can't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when it looks like he's withdrawn even more, you're still declaring that he's with us? Whoa! That not. And they attack again, in the time of Purim. But that's our chiddush. Not Hayesh Hashem. But we say, Hayesh Hashem b'kubeinu. That was our problem. B'kubeinu. The answer has to be, yes, Yesh Hashem b'kubeinu. What does Rafi Yadayim in Divrei Torah mean? The hands were weak from Torah. That means, hands means things that you create things with. The Kli Amaisa, whenever we want to speak about things coming into this world, we speak about the Yadayim. Right? Because Baruch Hu created this world. Right hand, left hand, okay. Your dying means it comes into this world. When you learn Torah with your hands, what it means is that you're learning Torah and you're bringing it into this world. And you're being a partner to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're taking the secrets of the Torah, the principles of the Torah, and you're applying it, i.e. what we call Torah Shebaal Peh. That is learning with your hands. And therefore, Vayhi Yodav Emunah, it's all about the hands. Moshe Rabbeinu's hands are up to Shemayim. He's standing here on this world and he's saying, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, my hands, that which I create in this world, is yours. It's all connected. When his hands are up, oh, very good, but if your hands are down, I'm not focusing on up, but... So, that's exactly why. When they're up, and when they're down, right? So, it's got to be up. Because Yodav Emunah, Ad Bo Hashem, you've got to have the hands there, have got to be... They've got to be there, and that's why, that's the battle with the Yadayim. Back to the last 2 minutes. Back to the Eglei Tal. Now we have a little bit more of an understanding of this Eglei Tal. What did he mean? When he said that every year after Tu B'Shvat, he feels Chidushei Torah. Now, because Adam Eitz HaSadeh, and on this day, we can the sap now starts to be absorbed into the tree. That means Torah has to be absorbed within us. The beginning of that absorbing the Torah. One thing to go through Kriyas Yamsuf and to experience it on the outside, but what happens afterwards is to have the Torah on the inside, inspiration on the inside. That's the job of a tree. And that, of course, is the Chaye Olam Nota B'Secheinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu has given us B'Secheinu, Chaye Olam. How? When we access the Torah, when we learn Torah, when we're involved in Torah and mitzvahs. Mitzvahs also is included. Kippurim Alaleim is talking about mitzvahs as well. When we have those things, that is a plant. And when do we see the peiros? Perhaps not always in this world. We don't see the effects of Torah always in this world, although it does change a person, no question about it, categorically. But in the Olam HaEmes, Chaye Olam, then you'll see all the peiros. And therefore, that's a little bit of the understanding of Tu B'Shvat, that this is the time where we've now absorbed, we've taken the Torah in our Shemayim, we've absorbed it into our roots, and we want to produce peiros. It's from here on in that the year now focuses on the up, towards towards Pesach, and that's the Yarev Kamotah that we've taken in. And this is the Adayim, and this is the Mayim and Hashemayim that we want to produce Torah Shebaal Peh. And this is our connection. And Be'ez Hashem, we should all be zoicha to produce wonderful fruit in this world. Have a great Tu B'Shvat.